More than 25 years after Tupac Shakur's death, there's been a development in the investigation into his murder. Details are scarce, but the Las Vegas Police Department says it has issued a search warrant in Henderson, Nevada. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Tupac Shakur is one of the most legendary hip-hop artists of all time. You know they got me trapped in this prison of seclusion. Happiness living on the streets is a delusion. Shakur died in September 1996, 6 days after being shot in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas. His death has been heavily scrutinized. He was at the center of a feud between East Coast and West Coast rappers. Shakur was known for using his music to speak about Black people's interactions with the police.
Throughout Tupac's career, he's always been pretty vocal against police harassment and police brutality. And he's also been the target of police harassment himself.
Journalist Santi Elijah Holly is the author of a new book about Shakur. He says after he died, distrust between the police and the Black community complicated the murder investigation.
A lot of people were not assisting the police, you know, for their own reasons.
But Holly still faults law enforcement for taking so long to make progress.
There have been leads, there have been suspects. And so it's just baffling why it's gone this long without any real arrests or really any developments at all, when people have actually confessed to being there and being, you know, witnessing it.
Maybe now things are different. Shakur is very much in the news this year. He recently got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. There's a new documentary about him on FX. Questions about his murder have never gone away. The Las Vegas Police Department did not respond to NPR's request for details, but they did refer to the investigation as ongoing. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.